Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been a keeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
It is what it is.
Peace, peace, family. This is Brother Kev, a.k.a. Cosmic Kev.
And I'm Rigel.
Hotel Pabari Ghani, Aslam Alaikum. Smufasa Rock.
And we are Collective Minds Radio. We are back. This is the quarantine edition of Collective Minds. What we say, we ain't all got to think alike, but we all have to think. So, back again, family. We here. We in the building. All praises due. You dig? Hopefully to share constructive dialogue with the family. Now, this week is our monthly open discussion, you know, where we talk about what's been going on in the news and, you know, current events. Anything the family want to talk about is on the table tonight. You can call us, let us know, you know, what you want to talk about. The number is 929-477-1697. All right. And before we get started, though, as always, my brother Mufasa Ra and Queen Rigel, how was y'all week during this quarantine? You know, how have y'all been maintaining? What have y'all been doing to, you know, jog the mind, get the mind right, get the body right, get the spirit right, you know, during this quarantine? They got the city on lockdown, basically, you know, with everything being closed except the essentials. They suggesting that everybody stay in the house. So let the family know, how was y'all week, how y'all been maintaining, and do y'all have any other announcements for us, Queen Rigel?
Okay. Yeah, my week was very isolated. No complaints. Hey, so far I'm not complaining about the isolation and the quarantine. It does give me the opportunity to spend more time in the home with my babies and just being able to spend more time with myself, work on my meditation. For those that don't know, I'm a very active meditator. So I look forward to the time of being able to just kind of relax and not having to go out and do this and do that. I'm still able to work from home. So no complaints from me. I'm more of a homebody anyway, so I haven't been broken right now. I did hear today, though, that Trump extended it to the 30th of April now. I don't know if you guys heard that. So he extended the quarantine to the 30th of April. But I'm not complaining. I'm like I said, I'm able to get you know, those types of things accomplished. As far as certain business things, yeah, I'm kind of shut down. For those that didn't know, I was working on a project for it was a fundraiser, and we was raising awareness to mental health. So that was scheduled for June. I'm hoping I can still do it, but that's the thing that I do kind of hate, that certain things like that as far as business goes kind of shut me down. But outside of that, I'm not complaining, because the other benefits that I get from being at home is still just as important to me, and I'm still loving it. So that's about it for me.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. It sounds like you've been maintaining. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Just in week, we're about to be hitting week two, basically. You know, this will be week two. So, like you say, Trump did just extend it, because before we came on, he was doing a press conference, just giving an update, which you know it is when they're doing press conferences on Sundays. You know what I'm saying? So,
exactly.
Yeah, so he was giving a press conference. They extended it every day, right. So they extended it to the 30th. So, you know, we'll see how that play out once we're in 3 weeks, 4 weeks. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we'll see. My brother Mufasa, how you been maintaining during week one of the quarantine, family? And you got any announcements for us?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All is well, my brother and my sister. You know, I'm enjoying the quarantine myself. That was unexpected news when you said about going to the 30th. I didn't know that. So, I'm like, wow. But you know what? It's been a good week for me. It's been a good day. All is well. I can't complain. I found some toilet tissue today. So, you know, definitely a good thing.
Drop a bomb.
Yeah, holla bala boko shy. All praise. I found some toilet tissue, my brother. Yeah. Yeah, but all is good, y'all. You know, the quarantine really bothered me. Like you said, give you some time to reflect. Give you some time to spend time and, you know, get to know you. So I'm with you, and I ain't got to deal with traffic on the highway, so I'm straight.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. That's our brother Mufasa. I just want to, you know, basically echo what y'all was saying, piggyback, veggie back on what y'all was saying as far as the quarantine. We've been maintaining because basically we're pretty much homebodies, my family. You know, we do our thing. We come home. We spend a lot of time at home. Unless we have something special planned, you know, we're just screwing far between. But for the most part, just, you know, due to the, even before this pandemic, just due to the way people are behaving in general, my approach is always it's better just to be, you know, inside. And then if you have something planned, go out and do it, but don't just be hanging out just for no reason. So we've been good. You know, the kids haven't missed a beat. They teachers actually sent them a thing home where they could Skype the class. They was able to, you know, Zoom and Skype with the class and talk to the teachers, talk to their classmates. So that's been good. I've been able to do my own personal homeschooling, you know, taking an hour or two out the day to teach the kids on the things that I think, you know, are important and teach them things about life, which I probably should have been doing. But this has allowed me the time to actually go in and teach them different things. Because always, you know, we did shows on education, and I always talk about how the educational system need to overhaul, and they need to change this and change that and change that. So now this is an opportunity for me to implement those changes with my own kids and teach them things that I think will be vital, you know, for them as they grow in this world, you know. And as it looks, from this coronavirus thing, the world is not going to be the same after this. You know what I'm saying? I don't think there's no going back to normal. This may be the new normal. It may be a few little things here and there, but I don't think quote unquote normal will be going back to that. So this has allowed me the opportunity to, like I say, teach my kids and get them prepared and, for the world that's about to come, you know what I mean? And I really don't have any gripes about the quarantine. It's been good. I've been able to get some things done around the house, get some things done, brush up on some personal skills. So I heard this too, and I stole this from somebody. I wish I could remember so I could get them credit. And they said, if you can't go outside, then you need to go inside. And they was referring to going inside yourself spiritually and tapping in, you know, to the inside of yourself to get some type of knowledge, gnosis, and really tap into yourself. Because a lot of times people have been so busy, you know, in America, running here, running there, they don't really have time to just settle down, just breathe, just meditate, just relax, just be in silence for a second. And that's where you find all the answers at, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? So this has been a great time to just reflect, slow things down, you know, concentrate on what's important, which is family, experiences, loved ones, you know, all that good stuff. So, yeah, I really don't have any complaints as far as the quarantine go. You dig? So that's just me. But without further ado, y'all, again, this is Collective Minds Radio. We are doing the quarantine edition open discussion. So give us a call. Let us know what's on your mind. We're going to kick this show off. And the number is 929-477-1697. Now, I do want to kick this off because, and then I'll let y'all respond. Because I've been kind of, you know, I just been kind of, I wouldn't say, well, yeah, I'm going to say skeptical. I'm going to use the word skeptical. I've been skeptical of all of the information that has been coming out surrounding the coronavirus, a.k.a. COVID-19. And a lot of people have been accusing me of being, what you call it, lackadaisical or nonchalant about it or not taking it serious or downplaying it, all these other things that, you know, I've been accused of, which is not true. I just have specific questions, right? And one of the questions I posed was, is the coronavirus and COVID-19 the same thing? Because from my understanding, the coronavirus has been around for years. We've known about this particular virus for a number of years. And actually, SARS was a form of the coronavirus. And also, MERS was a form of the coronavirus, which these came up a few years ago. I want to say SARS was around 2005, maybe, and MERS was around 2006 or 7, something like that, early 2000s, which those were forms of the coronavirus. Now we have COVID-19, which is also another form or strand of the coronavirus. So my question was, is when someone tests positive for the coronavirus, does that mean they have COVID-19? In other words, can somebody test positive for the coronavirus and not have COVID-19, which is a newer strain? And that was one of the questions I posed because I'm not sure if they're lumping all coronaviruses in as COVID-19. I'm not sure if it's separate. Like, I just had questions surrounding that particular issue because I know some articles stress they tested positive for coronavirus, but then a lot of the articles, when you see that someone has died, they say they died from COVID-19. So it was getting confusing. I didn't know if the media was manipulating and conflating terms or what, you know. And somebody kind of explained to me that, yeah, now if you test positive for a coronavirus, it's automatically COVID-19. But then my follow-up question was, how is that? And coronavirus has been around at least for 10 years that we know of. So did those other, like SARS and MERS, did those leave and then everything now is just corona? So it's real confusing. And, again, I had my questions and issues. So, you know, I just wanted to raise that. I don't know, you know, if y'all want to respond to the whole corona thing and how do you, you know, just give y'all overall thoughts of how y'all feel. Or, you know, y'all could take a chance to respond to anything I just said. Let y'all go in. And then we'll get to the call lines.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a good question. I really don't know. You know, I just look at it as, you know, a virus or a disease or something foreign, and I lump everything like that in the same category, and I try to stay away from them all. So I don't know if they call it this, calling it that. They ain't got to even give it a name. If it's just out there doing damage, I don't want no parts of it. You know, I don't know, but I think that is a good question, though. But for me, like I said, just to be safe, I don't care what they call it. I just don't want none of it. I don't want. So I'm just basically saying I'm just gonna protect myself as best as I can, you know, from any
right.
of it. Like I said on the last show, and also another thought too. I was talking to someone earlier today, and I was jokingly saying it, but then I realized it makes a whole lot of interesting sense to me. I can't remember the young lady name that comes on with the doctor and Trump when they do the task force. But
right.
I found it interesting in the beginning when they first started and announcing all this. She kept mentioning, I don't know if anybody else paid attention to this, but she kept mentioning the millennials, how, you know, we need them and this and that. I don't know if anybody tripped off of that. But for me, I did because she said it. A lot, and I was like, where's she getting at? And so today, I was jokingly talking with someone, and another theory kind of came up. It's like, okay, because like Brother Kevin said, and I also agree and said this before too, that we're not going to get back to a normal. We basically are getting a new normal at this point. You know, there are going to be a lot of things that will be different now from this point on. So we are definitely in a new normal. And it's almost as if they are changing the world for the millennials, the 2020, you know. So we're getting people working from home now. You know, all the things that we see in the futuristic movies that they showed us in the past, it's like they are pushing this direction now. They're preparing this world for the millennials, and they about to do away with the, you know, the baby boomers and all that, which I think it was mentioned a few times on the show, too, in a way. We touched base on that, too. So it was an interesting thing that I thought about earlier. I'm like, okay, so a lot of businesses are going to maintain this new work-at-home situation. They're going to realize they're saving
right.
money, you know, and a lot of people is going to prefer the homeschool system over going to school now. They're going to adjust, and sometimes when you change and then you kind of adjust into what the change was, you just stay there. So I can see a lot of this
right.
new wave happening. You know, it's like they're preparing the world for the millennials. And it just
right.
made me think about that, look at it that way, and then in looking at it that way, it kept making me recall how the young lady, she kept putting emphasis on that, on, you know, the millennials. It's like, I'm like, this is interesting that she keeps saying this. It's like she kept putting so many emphasis on it, and it's in more than one, it ain't just in one press conference, it's in multiple press conferences. So if you guys ever go back and look at them, you're going to see it. You're going to hear her saying it over and over again. And it's like, what is she, you know, I questioned it at that time. And so now when I had that thought today, it just kind of made me, you know, kind of put those two together. And I just thought that was interesting. But
right.
That's pretty much that's pretty
all
much
right.
it.
All right, Brother Mufasa. Okay, yes, indeed. Brother Mufasa, what are your thoughts on, you know, anything Queen Roger just said, I said, just the coronavirus in general? Give it to us raw, brother. What you thinking about the whole thing?
Well, what I'm thinking is, and I know we ain't supposed to be saying it's a fake and this and that. I feel y'all on all that. But I'm just trying to see when we going to hear a big celebrity name that died from this stuff. Now, this stuff is attacking the world so hard and so strong. And yeah, we've seen people get sick, and they, you know, but they say there's so many deaths that's, you know, sweeping the country. When is one of these famous people going to die from the corona? I know I probably shouldn't say it, you know, say it like that, but that's how I feel. Until I see somebody, big name,
it is what it is,
die from this stuff, something in my spirit tells me something ain't right. You know, the whole thing just don't feel right to me. You know, this whole COVID-19, yeah, I'm torn. I'm torn. I still think it's just a regular flu. People getting sick from the regular flu, I'm just being honest. I don't think it's as big. and his major is what the world is making it out to be. And, you know, like I say, all these people are dying, but all these entertainers and celebrities who get it, they get sick, and, you know, then they good. But everybody else, but so many other people are dying across the country. So it don't make sense to me. And I'm like, well, smoke is fire. So.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. I'm just going to make a claim on it.
Yeah, make it plain. Yeah, look, brother, I'm with you. And, you know, when I, because I share your sentiment. You know, we even talked about this offline. I share what you're saying. But it seems like when we share these things, it comes across to people as if, you know, we're not taking the necessary precautions. Like, we just out walking around licking doorknobs and coughing on people and spitting everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, don't get it twisted. Just because we have what I call a healthy skepticism about the information that's being told to us doesn't mean that we're not taking every precaution necessary, either suggested or otherwise. You know, we're being smart about this thing and not just being, just being ignorant. Of course, we're going to be smart and take precautions, but I do kind of share the sentiments of my brother Mufasa. Is like, you know, the numbers could be a little inflated. Like, this thing could really go on for 1 or 2 years if it is like the flu, because we know we have a flu season every year. And according to the CDC, in America alone, you know, somewhere up to 34,000 people die every year just in America. Now, with COVID-19, what's the let's get the death rate today. Last I checked, we was at around 14,000 deaths. Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So now worldwide we're at 33,000 deaths worldwide. Now the flu worldwide, again according to the WHO and the CDC, kills about 500,000 people worldwide. Again. My skepticism comes, they could be, because what happens is the flu, you don't necessarily die from the quote-unquote flu. You may just die from pneumonia or other complications. It could be some respiratory illnesses or something that'll end up taking you out. And that's the same thing that I understand with this so-called coronavirus or COVID-19, that it could develop into pneumonia and take you out. So my concern is, again, with the testing, how accurate is that, right? And are these people dying from the flu and they just chalking it up as COVID-19 or corona? Are these people dying from other illnesses and they may even test positive for corona and they just, they die from corona. Put them on the death list of corona. Let's get these numbers up. You see what I'm saying? Right. That's my concern. You know, that's part of my concern with this whole thing, is they could be inflating these numbers as to the number of people dying from quote unquote coronavirus, COVID-19 or whatever. Because like I said, the coronavirus has been around for years. Right? It's been around for years according to what they've been saying. So who's to say these people don't have SARS or MERS or one of these other things and they just lump it into COVID-19 just to get the numbers and, you know, create that fear. So,
exactly. You know, I know we was going to...
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I know we was thinking about today also having a discussion about, you know, the gun control. So I was thinking, let's just touch on it lightly. You know, we were discussing about how with this whole outbreak, too, it made gun sales skyrocket. Guns was flying off the shelf. Ammo was flying off the shelf. And my thing is, this is a test run, and we can see what will happen if a for real disaster was to happen. If it does, you're going to be responsible for taking care of your household. So if we listen to all the people who was anti-gun and want us to give up the guns and do away with them, if something was to really take place,
what the people are supposed to do if they don't have any, if they don't have a way to protect themselves. You know, so
right.
I wonder what all these people, what all these big anti-gun people gonna say after this, after experiencing a country being locked down where you're not seeing as many police out on the street and you stuck in your house. I wonder what these big anti-gun people are going to say now. Because, like I said, if it really went down and got worse where people are scrambling and looking for food and stuff like that,
right.
Who was to protect you? Who was to protect you
right.
in case of an emergency like that? You are ultimately going to be responsible for taking care of yourself at home. You call 911. Do you know how long it may take them to get you if all hell breaks loose?
Yeah.
So if you
yeah.
ain't got no gun in your house, you call 911. And you get a busy tone or you get we on the way and it take them hours to get there. Shit, you dead by then. You dead. Your house probably
right.
been ransacked and everything else.
Right.
So I'm really curious
right.
on that note too. Where what these anti-gun people going to be saying when this stuff is all over with and said and done too? Still going to be anti-gun?
Right. That's a good question. And I think when events like this happen, I think it really kind of show. I'm getting an echo. I don't know if somebody listens to the show or what's going on, but I'm getting an echo. But, yeah, when events like this happens, I think it may persuade a lot of the people who may have been anti-gun or even just on the fence, not even anti-gun, just on the fence, they may have been like, okay, well, maybe it's time that I do get something just to protect my family, protect my house. You know, one thing about Americans is Americans do love guns as a whole, and events like this really ramp up gun sales. You know, we've seen it when Obama got elected, gun sales went up. Both times he got elected, gun sales went up. You know, we can go as far back as 9/11, gun sales went up in 2001. Fast forward to even when Trump got elected after Obama, gun sales went up. So a lot of events trigger more gun sales. And like I say, America, they say there's like 3 to 4 guns per each American. You know, there's enough guns in this country for we could fill up 2 to 3 Americas with the amount of guns that we have. So, but I think events like this, yeah, really would. I would say, you know, if somebody was just like, you know, well, I may not need a gun, you know, it's not that serious. When events like this happen and you start to see, you know, small steps towards martial law, towards anarchy, towards, you know, just a lawless society, like that could be possible behind this. People wise enough and say, okay, well, maybe it's just time for me to protect my family, if nothing else. You know, so, you know, that's what I would be thinking. You know, everybody may not do it. Some people just be like, hey, I just don't need a gun. I'm going to just do what I need to do, you know, which is fine. But I think the majority of people are like, yeah, maybe I do need to get some just to, you know, protect the family. And if you're just joining the family, this is Collective Minds Radio. We are having an open discussion today. I'm Brother Kev. That was our brother Mufasa Ra. We got Queen Raiju. And we're just the quarantine edition, as I call it. And we're just discussing the weekly topics, what's been going on this week. And, you know, nothing has been more in the news than the coronavirus. It just seemed like nothing has been going on but the coronavirus. Real quick, I made a joke to one of the homies. I made a joke. I said, anybody that died
after
March 19th died of coronavirus. Nobody else has died. There's only been coronavirus's death. So we haven't had no accidents, no guns, no nothing. Everybody has just died of the coronavirus. I was saying that jokingly, but if you watch the news, that's kind of what it seems like has been going on. Everybody has died from the corona. No other death, no heart attacks, no old days, no nothing. It's been strictly corona deaths. You dig? So that's what we have. We'll get to the call line here in a second. One more thing I wanted to put on the table. As far as the stimulus package, I think they reached a deal this past week. as far as the stimulus package going out. I think it was something like $1 to $3 trillion. They say $1,200 is going to go to each American that filed a tax return in 2019 that makes under $75,000, and you'll get $500 per child as well. They had some money to go to small businesses, money to go to corporations, money to go to banks. Now, from what I was looking at as far as the bill goes, the small business, they're going to have loans available as well as grants. So that's something, you know, the business owners should know as well. You know, you can get the loan, but you'll have to pay that back, of course, or you can get the grants, which typically you don't have to pay those grants back. But they did pass the stimulus package, so they say that those checks will be issued in about 3 weeks from, I believe, a couple days ago. So let's say roughly 3 weeks from now, they'll be sending those checks out to the American public. Now, initially, they were going to
do two checks.
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Finish up.
I was just going to say, initially, they were going to do two checks. One in April and one in May of $1,200, and do the same thing. But I think at this point they just stuck to the one for April, and then they go see how things play out after that. Because I'm looking at it, and then also this goes also with the stimulus and the economy. The jobless claims report came out this week, and there were about 3.3 million. Unemployment claims in America. Now, that number is unprecedented. That number is astronomical. That is like three to four times the unemployment rate before. And they're saying this is the largest filing claims of unemployment in the country in a very, very, very long time. I want to say ever, but I don't want to go on record, but this is a large claim. And you know, when you have large unemployment claims like that, that really does affect the economy. Now, we may not see the effects right away, but a month or two down the line, you know, we're going to really start to see the effects of the coronavirus and the economic fallout that is going to be caused by, you know, shutting down the economy for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, and so on and so forth. So those ramifications are going to be big, you know, so it's best that we, you know, educate ourselves and prepare ourselves for what is, you know, potentially to come down the line. But go ahead, Roger, then we can get to the call line.
Yeah, as far as the stimulus checks, I thought that you had to have filed for 18, because I know they did an extension for 19. So they know that a lot of people have not filed for 19 yet, so I thought they were going off of 18 and 19.
Right. What I was saying is if you filed in 19, remember, when you filed for the year before, right? So what I'm saying
right.
is if you filed in 19 for 18, then you're eligible. Not if you filed this year for 19, if that makes sense. You see what I'm saying? If you filed in 2019 for
mm-hmm.
the year of 2018, then you're eligible. So if you didn't file this year, right, if you didn't file this year because of their extension and everything that's going on, if you did not file in 2020 for 2019, then you're still good as long as you filed in 2019 for 2018. Does that make sense?
Okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm. And then also,
for the previous year, yeah.
Right, yeah. And also,
yeah.
too, another thing that I heard, too, for the small business owner, that you can check with your banks, because I hear that some of those loans are forgiven, and one of the forgiveness loans are, I think, if you get the loan, you don't have to pay it back if you keep your business open, or you continue to pay your, you know, have your staff. So you can check into that, too, because some of them are,
okay.
a forgivable loan if you maintain your business, because don't get the loan and then you close down next year then they're gonna want you to pay it back.
Right.
So just check with your banks on that, and just ask them a few questions about that. So.
Okay. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. All right. I don't know if you wanted to drop some Mufasa, but we can hit the call line and see what the family talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. Take it to the call line.
All right. Let's hit the call line.
Okay. Area code 314-381. Caller, you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Where you guys been hiding?
We've been hiding
at home. We've been here. We ain't been nowhere. Yeah, we right here. What's good? We ain't going nowhere.
Well, look, let me tell you. Trump's doing a tremendous job. He's leading his country as if he was in war. And he was fast to jump on it. By the time that the information came in January 31st, he had the banning people coming from the UA and Europe. And, you know, this stimulus bill, the Democrats should have been on this when they was trying to impeach Trump. All that wasted time. I mean, think about it. And you know, the funny thing about this virus, some people had this back in, I say, October. And folks are saying, you know, I had something, felt this. But I got over it.
I had something in early, mid to late January. I came down with a bad cough for about a week. I even had to, take out work for a day. But, yeah, it was pretty bad. It was a strong cough that I had for about a week. But I kept, you know, hydrated, fluids, vitamin C, all that type of stuff, and then kind of took care of myself. But I'm wondering, what was that from? And then where would my exposure be, you know, if I would have had the corona or COVID, whatever it was, like, well, how would I have gotten exposed if this thing started in China and somehow migrated, you know, across the globe? So, but, you know, I digress.
Well, you never know. You know, you had Chinese coming across the border illegally.
Right.
I don't know what they were doing it unless it was something going on. But, you know, getting back to the stimulus bill, these Democrats wanted to have provisions in there for abortion. Given the Kennedy Center, $500 million or $5 million or something. The Kennedys got money. Why come they didn't put money into the Kennedy Center? Want to have money going to public radio like NPR. And then this unemployment, a $600 unemployment check on top of what you're already getting. That's dumb. If your check was going to be $300, then they turn around and give you another $600. Well, hell, you won't go back to work. They're giving you incentives not to go to work. Then it was more incentives supposed to go ahead.
No. I didn't want to interrupt you. You go ahead. Finish your thought.
Then it was incentives to go to the banks. I know where that came from. That came from Maxine Waters and her husband's United Citizens Bank, One United Bank out there in California. Then he want to have same-day voting in order to get the illegals voting. It was just totally all off the chart with some of this stuff. But it don't stop there.
Right. Now, have you heard this? Just real quick, caller, then we'll get to another caller. But they were saying that because a lot of people feel the opposite as far as Trump is not handling the virus correctly. They feel like he's not taking it serious. He could have had more measures. He's telling people he want to get back to work by Easter. So a lot of people.
He didn't say
he
would like to see that. Yeah, he would like to see that because of the Easter celebration. Trump has been handling this very well. I mean, and you know, another thing I would like to see, and I think they have these army field hospitals, especially in these population centers. And look at the mayor of New Orleans. She's going to blame Trump. Talking about he was supposed to have told her to shut the Mardi Gras down. Law, that's your responsibility. You and the governor of Louisiana. That wasn't Trump's
Louisiana,
responsibility
right, yeah.
to tell you to shut the Mardi Gras down. You got a million people there shoulder to
right.
shoulder coming from all over the world.
Right.
And profiling people from New York, going into Boston, going into surrounding highway patrol is stopping people with New York lights and checking them out. They're being profiled.
Right. Right, right. Now this is what I'm now I don't like the fact that this thing, which I kinda knew it would in American politics, the coronavirus has become a political football. They've taken opportunity to politicize this thing because it's like Trump has one thing in mind with his federal, you know, cabinet and administration, but then the governors of these states, based on their party affiliation, you know, they could be going against Trump. Like
they are.
Cuomo, I mean, Governor Cuomo in New York, Trump is into it with the mayor in Washington State. They had a little rift going back and forth politically. And just these other states with these Democratic governors, they basically just going against Trump recommendations or federal guidelines or whatever he has going
that's
on.
All,
so they really
that's all he does is give recommendations.
Yeah.
He's not demanding. But you got these states.
Right.
And you got these
right.
local officials like mayors and stuff. They're trying to demand. They don't have the authority
right.
to do that. Why are you going to ban gun sales? What the hell do gun sales have to do with a virus? That's something that you want to take advantage of the situation so you can further your anti-Second Amendment positions and try to keep guns out of the hand of law-abiding Americans. That's totally, totally ridiculous. And like that drug, that one drug that's used for malaria, and I forget the name of it. He made mention, you can read it, that we should try this medical drug. But you
right.
had people going out buying the damn chemicals that's used to clean fish tanks and taking them and killing themselves.
Yeah,
Trump
the
ain't
one,
got
yeah,
nothing to
the
do
one
with
guy
that.
Died. Yeah, the one guy died. Now, that was very political. The one guy died and they tried to blame it on Trump, but Trump didn't even know that man, and he just took it. That was on him. So,
and he never told people to use it. He said it was the medical. He said the medical use of the drug. Of the chemical, not the all-purpose use like cleaning your fish tank. That man was crazy.
Right.
Not because he paid for it, he's dead. But anyway,
yes, indeed. Yeah, let me get to some more callers. I appreciate you.
Get
callers.
To them.
Yes,
right.
indeed. We appreciate you. Yes, indeed. Peace. All right. If you're just joining us, family, this Collective Minds Radio. We have an open discussion this week. Call us up. Let us know what you're thinking. The number is 929-477-1697. Let us know how you're doing during the quarantine and how you're maintaining with you and your family. Let us know what's going on. All right, let's hit the call lines.
Area code 319-572. Calling on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or comment?
Ooh, this is a perfect world right now.
Oh,
it's so easy for us antisocial people to do this.
Talk to us. That's right.
you don't have to go out and share. You don't have to go out. You don't have to even try to talk to go out nowhere.
Right.
I can say I watch the sunset every day. Every
nice.
Day.
Nice. Nice.
It's wonderful. Peaceful.
Yes, indeed. Okay. Any other thoughts on the coronavirus in general? What you think about the virus? Or, I mean, like, you think it's going to be over soon? You think we got a long way to go? What you think about
it
the
is
overall
what it
state?
Is. It
mm-hmm.
is what it is. It is what it is.
But, it is
but,
what
but
it
with
is.
The guns, though, but with the guns, if you can buy them, get them. If you
right.
can't, learn some skills on the bow and arrow.
Yeah. Okay.
Shoot.
Yes, indeed.
Shoot.
All right.
But other than that, it's been great.
All right. We go. Yes, indeed. We gonna get to some other callers. He said it's been great. Right.
Hey, hold
yes.
up.
Go
we
ahead.
Ain't had nobody pulling up with a car and opening up their trunk with the hookup on toilet paper and hand sanitizer yet, have you?
Not yet, but I suspect it's coming. We gonna have a black market with toilet paper, cleaning supplies and hand sanitizer. That's going to be on the black market pretty soon.
Yeah, because I ran all over yesterday. I ran all over Burlington yesterday. I couldn't find hand sanitizer. I couldn't find nothing.
Yeah,
couldn't
it's coming
nothing.
On the black market. So somebody could have probably charged you $20 for a roll of tissue. You probably would have paid, huh?
No, I got the tissue. I'm just trying to get the cleaning supplies for the crib. I can't even get them.
Okay, got you.
Well, definitely my first time seeing tissue today.
Oh,
I haven't
yes,
seen
indeed.
Tissue in weeks.
Yeah. Right. It's mainly that, like, hand sanitizer and Lysol cleaning products gone.
Yeah. Okay.
But you go ahead.
All right. Yes, indeed, caller. We appreciate you. All right, family. Yeah. I actually, just to give an update, I went to the stores this afternoon, and a lot of the stuff was stocked up. I don't know if they had a shipment in or what, but they had water, they had tissue, they had napkins, they had cleaning supplies. I was actually surprised at the amount of stock and, you know, that they had in the stores. And I went to a local Sam's here, so just to get your heads up. And then also, this is what I noticed as well. If you check, like if you guys are having hard times finding tissue and clean supplies and all that, if you check these small little, you know, stores, like if you check these random Dollar Generals, Dollar Trees, what's the other, Family Dollar, you know, check all these little small little random spots, you may be able to find something.
No, sir.
Yeah.
No, sir.
You say no, sir?
No, sir. I've been to them, bro. If they coming, this is what I think was happening for real. I think when the truck is coming, I think even at them little stores like that, I think they call their people. I think they call their people, and their people swoop down up in there. Family Dollar is one of my stores. I'm a bargain shopper, Family Dollar, Aldi. I'm there. So I'm always in
indeed.
Family Dollar. And, man, I'm telling you, I ain't seen no tissue. I think they call their family.
Right. This the other thing, too. Now, remember, Home Depot, I remember I told you about that, too, but you was like, you checked them. But some of these Home Depots and Lowe's, they have tissue and cleaning supplies, too. And then it's another one. I think it's called Freight Supply. But one of these, like, what I'm trying to tell the family is, you know, check these little stores that may not be, you know, they may be off the path a little bit, and you can probably find some supplies. Because, like I say, I know Home Depot was good. Even when I checked them last week, Home Depot and Lowe's, they still had tissue when everybody else was running out. So you may have to maneuver a little bit and kind of, you know, go a little further than you normally would. But, you know, it ain't got too bad where it just everything is out, you know. So I just want to tell the family just to look, be diligent, not hit up all the normal spots that everybody will run to get those supplies. So I digress. Let's get the call line, Queen Rachel.
Okay. And then the McCaller made an interesting, intriguing suggestion. Maybe I'll do some bow and arrows.
Right. I heard that.
Really?
Yes, indeed. Gotta get in my body.
Do that bow and arrow. Take a little something on that. Okay, area code 315-767. Caller, you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Hey, Collective Minds. How y'all doing?
We doing good.
Can y'all hear me?
Good. Yes, indeed. We got you.
Yeah.
Peace. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm hanging out at the grocery store. I was trying to get me some stuff at the Walmart right next door to this little grocery store. And I only want one thing. Every now and again, I got to stop in and buy some wipes for my truck so I can clean my truck up. Yep. And all the wipes is gone. So, they're taking everything. I even went to go find wipes in the automotive area, and people bought up all the automotive wipes. I guess they go and use those. They think they'll do some sex. So it's like, wow, buying up everything. But I'm glad to hear you was talking about the politics behind this mess and the differences of, like, you know, I sent you that little video earlier today about Italy and their falsified numbers.
Right.
How they got like 9,000 dead, but then when they went back and they said that it's only about 12% of that because they were just saying everybody that died of coronavirus instead of talking about who actually died of coronavirus.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting. Now, now give us because I know you're in the transportation industry. Can you let us know, like, the sentiments of other truck drivers? Like, how y'all doing? Because for real, y'all are the real heroes through all this. Like, we got to give a shout-out to the medical people that's doing their job, but also
the
truck drivers.
We look at the truck
drivers. Say that again?
Truck stops. They keep them truck stops open for us. So,
right.
They're the heroes.
They deal with us coming in and out.
So...
Right, but what I'm saying is for the American people, the unsung heroes are the truck drivers and people in this transportation because without y'all, the supplies don't get on the shelves. You dig what I'm saying? The food and
the
supplies don't get on
the
shelves.
What's so special about this week for us truckers is this was supposed to be a mandatory, like, DOT hot week where trucks, all of us were supposed to be getting pulled in at every way station and getting all these inspections and everything. But they decided to call that off, and they're not even weighing us
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
Because a lot of these trucks is running overweight to move all these supplies to these stores.
Exactly.
And
as they should.
We're running hard, running over hours. We all good?
Those DOT fines.
Yeah,
go ahead. That's a freight thing.
Yes. So no, they're skirting some of the rules so that we can get these stores filled back up, but. It's just taking a while. And the minute, like you said, they bring in them supplies, because I'm in the store right now, they don't have any toilet paper at all. No, not one single kind of brand. No toilet paper. It's the same with the Walmart right next door. Not as any brand. All the generics, everything is gone.
Crazy.
So they're
crazy.
Yeah, it's real. I mean, I'm in the middle of nowhere, Connecticut. I'm in a little town in the middle of nowhere, Connecticut. It's got this little Walmart and this little grocery store, and that's all it has. And like, it doesn't have a truck stop. That's why I'm parked here. I'm parked here because I got to deliver a load here tomorrow. They don't even have any truck stops in this area. So I park at the Walmart.
Oh, wow.
And the last time I was up here was a Super Bowl, and it was a totally different vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep,
now
I can imagine.
And it's like the stores are gutted. It's so quiet. It's a quiet little town anyway, but they're just as panicked as everybody else, and ain't nothing up here. They're so isolated from the rest of the world. The only person that I think could actually bring this little community COVID would be me and us other truckers that roll through here.
Right. Yeah.
But they're just as freaked out.
Right.
And not talking
to
each other. And it's a small, tiny community, and they're not even communicating with one another anymore.
Exactly.
They're scared of each other.
Thanks the media for that.
And I know, and it's ridiculous. And the whole thing is, I believe, it's what, you know, Raiju was talking about earlier, setting up a new type of culture in America,
fact.
One where we stay separated. Because a separated community cannot fight its oppressor.
Facts. That's
right. You cannot individually fight your oppressor. So if you just stop communicating with one another and you're, like, scared of each other, and then it becomes the new norm that you go to work and you come home. You go to work and you come home. You don't.
Or you just work from home and don't go out.
Yeah,
or you just work from home. The social distancing,
Then when people start disappearing, you don't know because you don't know anybody anyway.
Exactly.
Until you disappear.
Exactly.
But who's going to know if you disappear except you? So it doesn't even matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, brother,
I
want to thank
you,
man.
Like you guys said, it is what it is.
Yes, indeed. I just want to thank you personally, bro, because I know
it is what it is.
You're doing your thing. And like I say, when we stop seeing the trucks on the road, that's when shit's going to get real. Excuse my French.
Oh, I feel
but it will get real at that point.
I'm working.
You know, so thank you.
All those people that aren't working. Yeah, all those people that aren't working, it hurts. When I think about them, it hurts because it's destroying America. We're destroying America to give old people a couple of extra years to live, but we're really hurting the younger people for decades.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Decades.
That's a fact.
And we're destroying our entire nation so that old people can have two more years.
Yeah.
So that the young have to suffer decades.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Boy,
I mean, that's
in.
that's a good that's a good observation. Because when we look at COVID-19, yes, indeed. So, yeah, that's a good observation, caller. We'll try to get some more callers. You got,
all right, then.
Got one
y'all
last caller. You good? All right. Yes, indeed. Peace. Right on. Oh, yeah.
Okay, thanks, caller.
That was our caller, alumni. He's on the road. So, like I say, thanks to the truck drivers. They are the unsung heroes, in my opinion, because they are keeping the store stocked and supplies with food as best they can. And like I said, if we stop seeing them trucks, then it's a problem. You see what I'm saying? So shout out to all them guys, you know, over the road doing their thing, you know. Yeah, so let's hit the call lines. We're coming down to coming up on the 7 o'clock hour. Let's hit it.
Area code 314-361. Caller, you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yes. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, indeed.
Hello?
Hey,
peace,
caller.
How are you?
Caller.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Great. Great. Back to the stimulus. Let's you mentioned about the stimulus package. First of all, just some get some more enlightenment on that.
Yes, indeed.
If you're working and you're not unemployed, you will not receive no checks. You must be unemployed. You must have been laid off, excused from work. Another thing, if you're elderly, now if you're receiving like Social Security, SSI, they'll still get the stimulus package. It'll just go into their account. Those are ones who don't file taxes for the year. You know, people that
I was just gonna say, caller, break that down one more time. Can you hear me? Because if you're working, you will not be
if you're working, receiving a check. A lot of people don't know this. It's not saying go quit, but if you like McDonald's, you work in a job, or you still stocking shelves in Walmart. If you are receiving a check or still employed, you will not get no stimulus. Do not expect that for you or your kids, period. It only to the people who have been laid off, for example, housekeepers, people who work in convention centers, people who deal with the public library, people who deal with the schools, with children, cafeteria, restaurants, sit-down restaurants. You qualify for the stimulus package. If you're a truck driver, as the guy's driving now, all truck drivers making money will not receive no stimulus. No, it's a lot of Americans will not receive. This is for people who was told to go home and the business has been shut and they don't know how they go pay their bills next month. That's why they emphasize a lot of businesses to keep going that are open, to continue to pay their employees, do not lay them off, and then you will qualify for the forgiveness package. For the loan, they give you breaks in the end, but you must continue to help them to keep their insurance and stuff like that. And you got to show on your record that you're doing that to get qualified. It's a lot of little loopholes. Elderly people, if you're on SSI, disability, or welfare, or some on that category, you will see it in a check on your debit card. It will automatically go. They got records of you because a lot of those people do not file taxes. The government takes care of them. They already know who they are. If you have not filed your taxes for 2019, you can still get extension, but you can fall on your 2018, as the lady mentioned earlier on the show, the host. You qualify. I mean, you can use your 2018. Now, some people were still behind in the 2018. In exceptions, They may go with 2017, but that's what the deal is. Everybody will not receive part of that stimulus package. And the majority of a lot of that money, that stimulus package, airlines to help them, hospitals to help them. We saw some contradicting going on with the mayor, and Trump called him on it. Hey, you talking about you need 30,000 ventilators, and when they found and looked in the warehouse, they had like 400 of them, and they not being used. And what made them mad was they don't know the FBI went out there and investigated, and they still got four available ventilators in the hospital. There ain't nobody, but they predicting it's going to be bad in 2 months or whatever. But that was wrong because you all paid, you all said, like you would have thought 30,000 people was in line with them long lines and suffocating and didn't have it, and you was pressuring. That's like me saying, send me a year's supply of tissue paper because I hear we finna be out. That's what you call hoarding. Only get it if you need it. If it was people that needs those ventilators, like let's say they had 4,000 people who can't breathe, and you get one of the military planes and you fly that in an emergency flight and you bring in the military and you rush that to wherever it needs to be. Trump knows this. He called him on it, and then the mayor came back, the mayor of New York came back later and said, go upstairs. So he came back later and said that, you know, he called him on it. But it's a lot of constant things going on. But back to that, I hope everybody's doing well. Stay strong.
Yes, indeed.
Go ahead, sir.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate you, Colin. Now, I do gotta say this, because we do wanna you know, give out the accurate information to the family. So the information the caller just disseminated to the family, I'm not sure, because I'm looking at the stimulus package. I looked at it earlier when they first implemented, and I just pulled up a quick article now, and it says millions of workers and their families will receive one-time checks from the government. Now, it doesn't say anything about you have to be unemployed or anything. These are people who were employed for the tax year of 2019, which means they filed for 2018. They are eligible for the stimulus check to get $1,200 per person if they make under $75K, and $500 per child. If you make over $75K, then the number kind of reduces depending on the amount of money that you make over $75,000. So that's my understanding. I don't want to, you know, people can look this up yourself. But again, from my understanding, as long as you filed, you can be working now or you could be unemployed. But as long as you file taxes in the year 2019, meaning you filed for 2018, you are eligible for this stimulus package. Okay, so that's my understanding. I don't want to give out, you know, we don't want to give out incorrect information to our listeners, but that is what I've gathered from what I've read on the stimulus. And then again, because when the caller started talking, I had to verify. I said, hold up, let me check and make sure I was looking at it correctly. So yeah, that part, as far as, everyone is eligible, if you filed in 2019, that still stands from what I see. Now, the caller made a good point. Some of the money does go towards the airlines, which I read in that, in the bill. You can, matter of fact, you can look up the bill yourself. You can go to whitehouse.org or any of these, official government websites, and you can look up the stimulus bill yourself. They got it all right there for you. But, yeah, some of the money does go towards the airlines. Some of the money goes towards banks. Some of the money goes towards corporations and small businesses as well. But all that's in there, and, again, you can look that up yourself, family. But we just want to make sure, you know, that we provide as accurate information as we can to the family. But I digress. Let's Y'all want to hit the call lines and see what's up. If you just joined us, family, this is Collective Minds Radio. We are doing an open discussion this week. We are talking about what's hot in the press, and basically that's the quarantine, the lockdown, the social distancing, the coronavirus, the COVID-19, whatever you want to call it. Our lives have been changed since, well, we could say a month ago. A month ago, we was good. We was looking forward to, you know, we had just got done with the Deontay Wilder fight, the Super Bowl, blah, 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 like things was going on. But now, you know, everybody's life has changed, and, you know, we're on a new trajectory towards the future based on, you know, the laws and the implementations that have come down as far as dealing with this coronavirus. So things look a lot different than they did a month or two ago. You dig what I'm saying? So give us a call, family. We within the last half hour. The number is 929-477-1697. Let's hit the call line, see if we can get a few more calls in.
Area code 314-448. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yeah, just basically a comment, man. It is very interesting to see the fear mongering, man, and like what's being propagated on television and in the media, and how people still like don't want to question things about the government and information that the government puts out. Like, because just being or just talking to people and seeing, you know, gauging people's different temperature. You have people who just say, oh, you know what, do whatever they say. You know, that's what's best. Just do whatever they say on television. Then other people are like, well, you know what, I've seen throughout the annals of history that, you know, governments have been known to lie to their public, you know, i.e. the Hegelian dialectic. You know what I'm saying? So it's very interesting to see the people and how the morale and the psyche of people reacting to what they're seeing, you know, like the fear mongering tactics, which I think are very obvious. But yeah, you know, some people weren't looking at it like that. Some people really looking at this and saying, you know what, they have our best interests in heart. They're really trying to tell us what's best for us, and let's just do what they say. And I find that very interesting.
Yes, indeed, and I'm with you, Carla. I think the fear mongering was an overload. I think the media is definitely responsible for getting the people in a frenzy. And I gave an example of this, like even with everybody talking about the toilet tissue issue. How did that start, where people started hoarding of all things toilet tissue? And my prediction or my thing was, all the media had to do was run. I'm hearing some background noise. Somebody just opened up an old door to a haunted house or something. But only thing the media had to do to start that frenzy was create a story, whether it was true or false. They could create a story saying everybody's hoarding tissue. Oh, look, we're at the store. There's no more tissue. And guess what people go do? People going to run out and get tissue because they think there's going to be no more tissue. So then you start a domino effect, and that's all it takes to spin people with these stories. And as the caller just said, and as we know, the government and media has a history of manipulating and lying
to the
people and hoarding them in a direction and making them go right or left depending on which way the wind blows. You see what I'm saying? So the fear mongering, I believe, was unwarranted. I think they got a lot of people hysterical for no reason. They got a lot of people jumping out the window doing things based on the stories they show, based on how they show the curve of the numbers, based on how they show the number of cases, the number of deaths. They conflating terms. And I think they could have done a better job of disseminating accurate information and also clarity. You know, they could have disseminated some optimism, some hope to people, instead of just making it, oh, everybody's going to get it and you're going to die. That's basically the narrative. You know, you're going to get it, you're going to die. Like, it's like, calm down, fam. Let's look at the numbers. Let's look at history, right? Let's look at history, because that's best qualified to teach all of us. Let's look at these past pandemics in history and how they fared with the human population and what was going on at the time. And, you know, that way we can better deal with it instead of just jumping out the window with all these numbers and death facts and predictions and, oh, it's going to be overwhelming. It's not like I think the media did a terrible job, and that is one of the reasons why my suspicions and antennas was raised, because I'm like, the media is going extra hard fear into the people. So, yeah, you're right, Carl. I don't know if you want to, you know, elaborate, finish up, but go
one
ahead.
One more. How do you feel about these celebrities? Because, I mean, I can't say, oh, yeah, they're all in it. But I find it very interesting as well how some of these celebrities are coming off. And, of course, I don't look to celebrities as a beacon of light or any type of anything. They're just human beings to me. But
right.
I find it interesting the part that they're playing as well in this whole situation. What you think about that, or what y'all think about that?
Hey, let me make a quick comment, Brother K.
Go ahead,
The one celebrity that's stuck in my mind, that's still stuck in my mind, is how you pronounce his name, Idris Elba, Elba, whatever his name is. That he came on there and pronounced Idris.
Yeah.
That said he had the coronavirus. He's sitting there telling people he got the virus. And his wife is sitting right there beside him, just still right in his face, looking like she's not even worried about it or concerned. He's like, yeah, I got this virus. I'm sick. This and that. But you ain't concerned about your wife catching it? He's sitting right there on your shoulder. You know,
if he's already tested positive for that's his wife, she probably already have it anyway. You know what I mean? She's been around him. I mean, what else can she do at that point? She might have it.
Because he has said he doesn't know if she had it. Like, when you watch it.
Right, but you ain't got to know that you already know. You ain't got to have, she ain't got to take the test. But you already know she got it. She been around him and he got it. They say it's contagious. That's his wife. No, they kissing and everything.
It don't necessarily.
He got it.
It's
not 100% for certain that she got it. But if she ain't got it by then, probably just immune to it then. Because if that's her husband, and she's sleeping with this man, kissing this man, and she ain't caught it by that time, she probably immune to it.
So let me ask you this.
Right.
So if you go to the hospital, find you got pneumonia or you got the flu, and you just happen to have been around your husband, you know, the same day that you find you sick, you still going to go home and continue to just stay around him and stay in his face and kiss him?
No, I wouldn't. But if my husband decided on his own, if my husband decided on his own that he wants to comfort me if I'm doing a video, or if he want to bring me some soup or some tea, because maybe he feel like, hey, I've been around you all this time, I ain't got it, man, you know. And that's maybe what she's doing. I don't know if she's around him 24/7 or not. She may have just been doing it to comfort him on the video. I just feel like if he got it.
Very irresponsible.
But the thing is, they was already by each other. Perhaps he could have made the video by himself. But she was there with him.
Because she know he ain't sick for real.
You're right. She see how he's responding to it, whether he got it or don't. She see how he's responding to it. So say they was together around each other all this time. He didn't get sick. He only got tested because someone around him was tested positive. So he gonna get tested just to see. They say he got it. But yeah, she like, shoot, you seem fine, you're doing fine. They also saying too, there is another story that says that, hey, if you get it, it doesn't mean you're gonna die. It's still like the flu. So she may figure, hey, he's doing fine. I mean, I'm feeling fine. If I've been around him all this time, maybe I haven't already. I don't know, but
we need to quit quarantining then. So we might as well stop quarantining.
That does make sense. that does make sense, but if you look at it from the perspective of the purpose of him trying to come out with the message is to say, you know, stay away from people, you know, do it like this. In the context of that, it makes a little less sense for him, for them to go about it that way. I agree with what you're saying generally, but for his purpose of why he even made the video, it seems a little counterintuitive. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Now in other celebrity news, our brother, hip-hop legend Scarface, also said he contracted the coronavirus. And according to him, you know, he really, Scarface doesn't really know how he was exposed to the virus.
I know how he was exposed. If he don't know,
oh.
I know how the man was exposed. He said it on the video. It don't make no sense. He the first person that I'm saying gave it to himself. This man that gave his own self.
Oh, now break it down. Break it down, Queen Ryder.
I told Mufasa, when I'm listening to this man's video, the first thing that made me sit up in my seat and fold my arms up and look at him like a grandmother is because he said, I got up the next morning and I had a sore throat, called doctor. You big burly man. I don't understand. First of all, call the doctor right away because your throat is sore. You're a grown rapping man calling women bees. You tough, you strong, and your throat is sore, and you call your doctor. Okay, that's the first thing. I'm like, oh, what is he talking about? He didn't call the doctor because he said his throat is sore.
The throat sore?
Secondly,
right.
Exactly. He all talking strong to the doctor. My throat sore, man. That don't make no sense. Second of all, this big grown guy. I'm looking at him like, what? The doctor probably like, what? Okay, so nevertheless. Secondly, he says that the doctor gave him this medicine. He took all this stuff. Then he got worse. He went to the doctor. They sent him home. This man went to the hospital 3 times. That's how he got the coronavirus.
Oh, okay.
At the
hospital. That's how he got it. Right. Right. Okay.
He gave his own self corona.
Go
run to the hospital because your throat's sore.
So do y'all think if it is an agenda, do you think some of these people are a part of it?
It could be unbeknownst to them. I think it could be unbeknownst to them, right? They may not know that they're a part of it, but my thing is, because America, we live in this cult of personality type of society, right? We live in a celebrity worship society, and that's what it is. So in order for the agenda to be real, then you have to include celebrities in. You got to get them on board. You got to get them to make their videos, make their Vines and Instagrams, and get on social media and do all that in order to sell this thing to the public. Again, I'm not saying the coronavirus is fake or nothing like that, but I'm saying to push the agenda further, you have to get celebrities on board to co-sign, I got it, this and that, just to make the people, you know, to get them to fall deeper into the spell, into the sleep, into the agenda, so they can go along with it. Because it's not real until a celebrity gets it or until a celebrity dies. And I suspect we could see a major celebrity in the coming weeks pass from corona. I'm going to just keep it real. And that's going to really push this thing to another level.
It's probably going to be an old celebrity that we don't even know about. Some people going to know.
I mean, possibly.
We probably won't know who he is.
Right, but it'd hit harder if it was somebody young and vibrant that they said died from it. That would even hit even harder. Because
they
people
ain't
going to
be no
oh.
celebrity like that, I don't think. They already got a few stories out there already of young folks that's young and vibrant that has done. I think if they do pick, I'm going with the narrative that they
pick.
So, they do pick a celebrity,
remember,
I think it would be an older person.
Remember, Tom Hanks is 64. Tom Hanks is about to be 64. He had it, and he's in the high-risk group.
And his
Tom
wife.
Hanks is doing good, and his wife.
They could have.
Tom Hanks did not pass. He's in the high-risk group, though, quote-unquote. He's high-risk. but he tested positive for corona. So I'm keeping a good eye on these things. Yeah, I'm keeping a good eye on these things. And, you know, the caller brought up something, too, with the celebrities.
Want to be the one. None of these celebrities want to be that one. They're going to have to find some, I guess, some rinky-dink, no-name cat that's kind of a celebrity to kill them off.
Who was a celebrity back in the 50s? That's what they
right.
Can
get. Yeah, possibly.
You're
going to
be looking
possibly.
Them up like, wait a minute, who is that?
What about
right.
Harvey Weinstein?
Yeah,
I heard he got it. I heard
Harvey Weinstein
got
it. He up there. Yeah, Harvey Weinstein up there. He's
oh,
in
okay,
the high
well, then
risk
he
group.
Could be somebody because he got the way he was walking up in that courtroom. Anything
yeah,
can take him
Harvey
out.
Harvey got it. That's right. That's right. Harvey got it. So it's going to be interesting. Like I say, these next couple of weeks, because what they're saying is the next couple of weeks will be the peak. They say it could peak these next couple of weeks, and then they expected it to kind of die down. And then those the last 2 weeks to April 30th, then we can kind of see it, the numbers start to die down. But they're saying this week and next week, they expect numbers to peak.
Exactly.
So we're going to see, you know, how these next
China
2 weeks play out.
In Italy,
In Italy, yeah. So we're going to see how these next 2 weeks play out. But right on, caller, we appreciate you. I don't know if we got time for one more caller because we do only got 10 more minutes. Actually, 9.
Okay, area code.
I'll let you go. Go ahead.
Area code 4616. Caller, you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have one question or one comment? Make it plain.
Peace, Black Supremacy. How's everybody doing?
Hey, caller. Thank you, caller.
Black power to you, my brother.
Well, hey. Yeah, I'll just be real brief. I want to say you guys did a wonderful job with the introduction, all three of you guys. I mean, even Queen Raja, you came from some things, maybe even think more about this thing. But more or less, I take the good with the bad. And I look at this as a divine black pandemic. And we see that despite the death toll and whatever they're doing, we're also seeing that people are getting free from prison. You know, that's a good thing. And I think that black people's focus should be on a black nation and not a black business, and preparing yourself for the hereafter. How this thing is going to play out, we don't know. We can only speculate. We see the numbers. We see the money trail. And I look at this thing as like a prison lockdown. You know, being in prison,
right.
You know,
right.
Sometimes you're told that, hey, August 1st is going to be your court date. August 1st arrives and say you're not going to court till November. You know, so just
right.
be prepared. You know, act like it's normal. And, you know, it's like for some of us, we've been able to come off the plantation for a while. And then even with the payout, you can look at that as some type of reparational thing paid by your slave master. So we have to think more proactive than reactive. And we know
that's right.
that this thing is being marketed, so we have to be careful how we respond. Because the propaganda
that's right.
being pushed has not created certain hates against certain groups and things of that nature. So what's bound to happen is going to happen, man. You know, you are the original man. You're going to be here. You know, some of us
that's right.
go with the ancestors. It's going to be what's going to be. But take the good with the bad.
Right.
When you look at the people that are being targeted, and it's not really our race despite what's being, you know, promoted. And I want to say on a positive note, they're saying that, what, over 100,000 people have recovered from this thing. So let's talk about that.
Right.
Let's talk about the deaths.
That's facts. That's facts.
That's
exactly. Yes, indeed. Appreciate it, caller. Yes, indeed. Yeah, and that's what I was kind of saying with the media. I think they could do. And then again, I don't watch mainstream news that much. I don't watch CNN or Fox, none of that. I get my news from a lot of different other sources. I do watch the mainstream just to see, as far as headlines online, just to see what they're talking about. But I look for other alternative news sources. Now, with that being said, the mainstream news can do a better job of promoting optimism to the people. But fear, guess what fear does? Fear makes their ratings better, right? When you constantly pumping fear into the people, they're constantly glued to your channel to see what's the next move. What should I do? What's going on? Who died this way? How many people got it? And that drives their ratings. So they know what they're doing when they keep the fear mongering going, because that helps their ratings. But again, for the people, it does nothing for them because fear will kill you faster than the coronavirus will. Fear will weaken your immune system. You feel what I'm saying? Fear will have you sick, and it could be a placebo. You might not even be really sick, but you're so fearful that your body go make you sick. You dig what I'm saying? So I think the media could definitely do a better job of just showing some optimism. The overwhelming majority of people who get this thing survive. The death rate for people with healthy immune system is less than 1%. It goes up with age and with existing health conditions, which does with anything. If you're older, you know, your health and all that stuff can be at risk, you know, the older you get. So it's like the media could do a better job of that, but we know what we're dealing with. The American media is run and controlled by one source, and they all run on the same script. So if you understand that, then you know that a lot of this stuff is propaganda. Again, the virus could be real. It's real. Like, you know, people are dying. They got to make it real. But the propaganda behind it is my concern. The agenda is my concern. The end game is my concern, you know, more than the virus is. I'm trying to figure out where is this thing going and what type of things are they going to implement to the family at the end of the day when all the dust settles. I digress. I'm going to let Queen Roger and Brother Mufasa get the last word and wrap it up. This is Brother Kev. I'm out. Peace. Let y'all go. Brother Mufasa, you waiting?
I'm here, y'all. I hate to keep kicking a dead horse, but, you know, we've been kicking this corona thing for a month now. And we might have to kick it some more, especially now since we're talking about getting extended another 30 days, and we'll see how it goes. But I always end with how I've been ending with the other ones. Whether it's a hoax or not a hoax, whatever our feelings is, you know, continue to be safe, not sorry. So stay, and these are things that we should be doing anyway. Stay clean, wash your hands, try to eat healthy foods, try to keep your immune system protected. So just overall, live clean, live healthy. And these are things that we should be doing regardless of this pandemic or not.
That's a fact. That's a fact. Well
right.
said,
Thank
my brother.
Thank everybody for calling in and supporting us. Just get prepared for a new millennial world. It ain't for us. It's for the generation below us. So we just have to, we're going to have to take them, you know, adjust the most, you know. So just get ready for a new way of living and more technology-based and things like that. But, again, thank everybody for calling. Everybody made some good points. It was always a pleasure speaking with everybody, hearing everybody's different point of views. We totally appreciate you tuning in with us next week, each and every Sunday. 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Peace.
Peace.
Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square. We on the earn. We about to earn out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who peeping the peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
Like we walk in. Collective.